Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Our friend Brian Belsky is here. Ballpark, how many times do you think you've been on the show? What's our guess?
Like going back to the old one? The old gig?
At the fan too. 150 be my guess.
No, I would say definitely 150, 200 times.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I so appreciate it. You're so good.
Thank you.
Insightful. I want to get to the big career adjustment here.
Yep.
But I also want to get to what happened the other day. Because I'm with a great buddy, and we're sitting there talking, and Aussie says, guess who I saw today? And I'm like, I don't know. I saw your guy Belsky. I'm like, let's see, Belsky. North Loop. You had to be in North Loop. That's where Belsky
He's getting his chicken salad at Whole Foods.
Yeah, he's there. He's at Jackson Gray. He's getting a cocktail at the Hewing. You know, maybe he's going to the Rabbit Hole. No, he said he saw you at Golden Valley Country Club. And he goes, not only is he very good on the radio, but he was tremendous in person. And then he was the warm-up act for the 43rd president of the United States of America. It's good to be Brian Belsky.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it was one of the most humbling things I've ever gone through in life. So we had a chance to have a picture with the president and then sit at a round table with him. It was about 10 of us. Some from Dakota Bank, my great new banking relationship for my new company. And I sat right next to the president. So he talked about what he was going to talk about, and then he goes, I got a couple minutes here to take a couple questions. So someone asked him, what's the best thing about not being the president anymore? And he said, well, not being the president.
Yeah.
And then he laughed, and I said, Mr. President, I just have a quick question. Can you kind of bring us through what was going on, kind of behind closed doors, don't you know, say something that you're comfortable with, on that fateful weekend of September 2008? With yourself and Bernanke and Paulson.
Right, right. When our economy is about to maybe completely go under.
Exactly. So he said, the way you asked that question, it sounds like you had a vested interest in that. And I said,
I did, yeah.
I said, I actually did. I was head of U.S. strategy and sector strategy at Merrill Lynch at the time. He goes, Merrill Lynch, you're right in the middle of the fire. And I said, yes, I was. And then he goes off and starts. It was amazing to have him talk about this. And then at the end, he grabs my arm, and he looks at me and he goes,
don't ever ask me that question.
No. He looks at me and he goes, Belsky, I'm going to keep an eye out on you.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Or, Dave, is that pretty concerning?
I'd be worried.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Belsky's got a tail around North
Well,
Loop.
One thing he said to me off.
Should we look out the window here and see if there's secret
he said, dark suits?
He said, before I got on, you're the guy on stage talking about crypto. You don't like crypto, do you? And I said, no, I don't like crypto. And he goes, either do I. Good decision.
Wow. Are you guys too old school there?
Yeah, it's too old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can barely plug in the computer.
Yeah. I've always gotten the impression that he's incredibly comfortable in his skin and he's easy to talk to. I'm not going to say I agreed with a lot of policies, But I always found him as a likable individual. Did he? I mean, it's not like all of a sudden you're going to go to the house, with the kids now. But did you find him that way when you were around him?
Very much so. He was very comfortable in his skin, excessively genuine. I mean, here's a guy that was president of the United States. He had black tennis shoes on and sport pants, and he looked aged, but we're all aging.
Right.
Shocker. But but he was wonderful and not nervous and not pretentious. And I've had the very good fortune of being around a lot of famous people and all that kind of stuff. Warren Buffett was another guy like that was so genuine and so humble. I've been in restaurants with President Clinton. That guy had an air about him. Man, he could hold a room.
Right.
But Bush can hold a room too. I mean,
right.
But it was amazing to see the kind of the contrast of egos and all of that. But it was a highlight of my life.
What was the overview of his speech to the masses at the very popular, for me, Golden Valley Country Club?
Well, he talked about this country's become too populist on both sides. And he was quite kind of right down the middle in terms of what he didn't like this, he didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried hard not to. He said one of the things that I prided myself as an ex-president is I don't talk about the current president.
Yeah.
And he's been really good about that. And he was very clear about that in our discussion alone, but then also on stage.
Yeah.
So, he just did a masterful job. They weren't, they weren't really tough questions or anything like that. But at the end of the day, I think he got his message across.
It's interesting about that. Our friend Brian Belsky's here, our economic guru. We're going to get to his significant change, what he's going to do, and obviously get Brian's thoughts on the economy. It's interesting because, you go back to 15, and when Jeb was the heavy favorite, his brother, and Trump realized that, and really turned Jeb into a caricature of himself, right? Low energy, would go after Jeb Bush, George Bush, the family. And I think, really, even for the 20 election, for sure, the 24 election, there were a lot of centrists who may not have loved everything about George W. Bush, but they respect him, who wanted him to speak out and say, Donald Trump's not a Republican. This is not the party I represent. And it's not. Okay. There are principles where it still is, but George W. Bush, compassionate conservative, and also George W. Bush, more active in world affairs and other areas, that he's just very different than Trump. And I'm not trying to turn the Bush presidency into something heroic now, because there were parts of it where I massively disagreed. But people really wanted him to speak out on that publicly, and he has just always followed that code that he said to you in the small group and to people publicly. And he's not going to violate it.
And he didn't. And that's what's really amazing about him. And, it's like getting a divorce. You want to tell everybody why you're doing it, or people are asking you questions, or they did that. Just be quiet, because the people that matter most to you know the truth anyway. So why do you need why do you need to express your opinion? You don't have to do that. That's the way that he came across. And I remember those 2020 days, especially late in the election, that people were just clamoring for him to say something, mm-hmm. and he didn't.
Yes.
I mean, that's classy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You are in a position with BMO where things are really good. Seems like I'm seeing you everywhere, but you've decided to make a change. What's going on?
BMO is an amazing partner, and hope to be an amazing partner going forward. We hope we continue to do business with them. We're very blessed and fortunate that we've had the opportunity to work for them for 13 years and 7 months. It was a great, great stay. It was time for me to kind of not work for the man anymore. I worked for the man for 36 years.
Right. We're close in age.
Yeah, we're close in age.
27.
27. Doogie Howser of radio, Doogie Howser of Wall Street.
Yeah.
But it was time. And, BMO did a lot of amazing things for me. Allowed me the opportunity to do what I love to do. Your friend saw me on stage. You talked about the market for an hour.
Yep.
Gave me an opportunity to forecast the United States stock market and the Canadian stock market and run portfolios, which we actually started running portfolios, real live money, at Merrill Lynch 20 years ago. And so we kind of carried those core competencies all through our career, whether or not it's William O'Neill and Company in Los Angeles, to Dane Bosworth here in the Twin Cities, to Piper Jaffray here in the Twin Cities, to Merrill Lynch. And it's been an amazing ride. And we really believe, I believe, that the financial services is a great business, but it comes down to the relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can be smart. And one of my always rules in life and in business is I am actually a really humble guy. And I never, ever, ever think I'm the smartest guy in the room. I can learn from everyone. And we've kind of built our career around that. And our tagline for our firm, Humulus Investment Strategies, is investing with conviction and humility. Because we're going to be wrong sometimes. But the conviction part of it is that we say what we mean and we mean what we say. And we do that when we're online and on air with you. But the way that we invest, too, say if we buy 50 stocks, there's 500 stocks in the S&P 500. I'm pretty confident I know a lot about the 50 stocks that I own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know as much about the 450 stocks. And I don't need to because I really want to know the ones that I own. So there's where the humility comes in and the conviction. And I think too many people in my business, I'm guessing your business, too, think they're the smartest person in the world.
Yes.
In the room, very narcissistic.
You're
and always have
one.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
And always have to win.
But
I don't have to win.
Okay. There's a line to that, though, because in my business, we're told have strong convictions.
Yep.
Have opinions. Have them based on facts and sell them. Right. You two both know me very well. I will poke fun of myself all the time and do things. But when I'm saying fill in the blank, I'm trying to come off confident and assured. I will also say on other topics, I don't know.
Right.
Because if you see somebody, if you're on your own, they're your investor, you see somebody on TV, and there's too much of, oh, it could be this, could be that. Number one, TV probably won't put the person on the air. And then you might say, well, are they knowledgeable enough? So how do you walk that fine line?
Well, I said on TV today, I said, I've been thinking about how I'm going to talk to you about, you know, opening a firm at the top of the market. I mean, is that a contrarian sign? Oh, Belsky at the top of the market is going to open his firm. No, I think that there's more to go in the market. But I think when you're talking to people, I mean, there's these three rules, right? You got to tell them, you got to tell them again, you got to tell them one more time, right? There's the three C's of communication, clear, cut, and concise. And then there's the
same thing in this business, too, because people are in and out.
Exactly. Right? And then there's the three B's of public speaking. Be brief, be bright, be gone. And so you can't go and do this, you know, perseverate forever. You have to kind of tell people. And you have to
do, what was that?
Perseverate.
Ooh.
You like that?
It's a good word.
Look that up.
Good word.
Mm-hmm. But you have to get, you have to have some conviction in its, I think sometimes there's a difference between cockiness and conviction that you have to be convicted in what you say and people aren't going to come on and say, well, you know, as I said, or, you know, I said that. I mean, you have to have people that you have to have,
Some self-assurance.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to have like a delivery that people are going to be comfortable with and that. And consistent. There's one thing that I am. I'm consistent.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so if people are looking for the company right now, they're looking for?
Humulus Investment Strategies. And we're on the internet machine. Humulus, I-N-V. Humulus is Latin for humble.
Yep.
We are up and running as of today. And
excellent.
And we're excited about what's coming, and I'm not going to stop being on the show as long as you'll have me. We're going to move into the 200s.
Nice.
Don't you think?
Yeah, let's go. All right, Belsky's here. His new venture, we're excited for him. Let's take a pause, come back with more. I'm going to talk about Aquarius. Aquarius and water throughout your house is so essential. Let's also talk about your utility room because, let's say, it's 42, 43, but 30 tonight. You might be turning that furnace on. You convinced that the furnace is okay? Guess what? Reach out to AquariusHomeServices.com. They'll help you with that utility room. Ran the dishes just when I left the house today. How about that water softener? That resolves any concerns with the washing machine, the dishwasher, and how about when you're showering, taking your baths? Then let's get to the signature item, the Kinetico drinking water system. Yep. A lot of people think about that with Aquarius. I've had one since owning a home starting in 1993. And right now, you can save up to 25%. Now, today's it for October. This could end today. Maybe they'll extend it into November. They haven't told me yet, so don't take any chances. Get the best drinking water system out there, the Kinetico drinking water system. Get it with AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Brian Belsky's back with us. It's 51 past 12 on CCO. Okay, you use Wilmer as an example often. This is where you grew up. You now have lived across the country. So there's no way. I mean, what's our guess? Population Wilmer?
Used to be around 20,000.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah, I think it's gone down.
Okay, so we can't say every person in Wilmer. We can say their economy is this because everybody's different, right? But broadly, how should a Wilmer resident feel about the first 10 months of the Trump administration on the economic side?
We'll take Trump out of it. I think you take a look on it.
Can you take it? I mean, because no matter what, it's Biden, it's Obama, it's Bush, right?
Well, you think about maybe over the last 12 months, right? On a year-over-year basis,
okay.
I think it's better because inflation's come down, interest rates come down, the mortgage market is starting to open up again, so housing is starting to come back. Jobs are pretty plentiful. We've seen this kind of rebound in the services economy, yes, but also more of the like the plumbers and the contractors and the construction jobs are coming back. So that's very different than it was a year ago. Wages still pretty good. The Fed's cutting interest rates. So the economy in general might be slowing just a tick, but it's still positive. And what's really interesting is that the Fed cut rates this week and the stock market's hit new highs. You know, if I go back in my career, I'm trying to think about when they did that the last time, and I'm not in my 30-plus year career. They haven't done that. So that there is a bit of a difference here. But I'm optimistic. You know, that's one of the things going back to President Bush. The first thing he said sitting down, he goes, "I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic about the country, and I think we're going in the right direction."
Okay, for people who are going to say the president promised prices would drop dramatically, in particular grocery prices, and the data is overwhelming, they have not. And to a lot of people, that's the number one way they judge their economy. When they go to fill in the blank grocery store, whether they're once a week person, they're 3-4 times, and they see that and it's not better, what do you say to those folks?
Well, I'd say inflation is still a very sticky thing. It kind of goes up like an elevator and down like an escalator, and it's been tougher to kind of get those things going until we have some finality with respect to where the tariffs are coming in, which they're coming in fast and furious in terms of the deals with China. There's still a deal lingering with Canada. They're being stubborn up there.
Shocker.
I think that the food prices and things are starting to see some cracks at that, but it's going to take longer. And so, but from a money perspective and a jobs perspective, remember the U.S. consumer is excessively resilient. So they're just being smarter in how they're buying things, whether or not they're buying 100% of things at Costco or just 80% of things at
Costco. Okay, on the tariffs. Okay, let's again use your hometown, Wilmer. And it's it's a two-income family. And yes, the amount of money coming into the government on tariffs is up in an enormous way. Why should they say, "Wow, that's great, and I've benefited from that"?
they're going to benefit potentially because they're going to build new, let's say they build new manufacturing sites, maybe not in Wilmer, but maybe in Litchfield or Olivia. Litchfield, I used to live in Litchfield too, by the way, for a couple of years.
How many places have you lived?
Listen,
ballpark. 150, like the appearances on the show?
At least 150. But here's the deal. I moved away from this state like six times, but I keep coming back. That's the Pollock in me.
Yeah, it's the spider's web.
It is.
It comes back.
It just keeps sucking me in. But I think...
The tariffs part, I think a lot of people see that and think, well, okay, but it doesn't affect me. In fact, here's where it does affect me. I have to pay more because of the tariffs.
Yeah, I think that's still a lingering issue, but I think the broader...
It's a pretty big issue, right?
Yeah, of course it is, but I think at the broader part of this is if we're starting to get more jobs from that and the trades are coming in and we're going to build stuff and the economy is maturing and all of that into different things and data centers and all this kind of stuff, that will come back down. By the way, we can sit and argue about tariffs and we can sit up and argue about process and things that President Trump is doing. But the Fed would not be cutting. I'm telling you this right now. The Fed would not be cutting rates if they were convinced that tariffs were going to continue to keep inflation high. There's no way that they would.
Do you think Powell has felt the unending pressure from Trump? And did that play any part in the two Fed cut rates this year?
No, I don't think so. I think that he's his own man. If you go back and examine the way that he handles himself in the press, Powell.
This is Powell, yeah.
Yeah. And when he gives his post-Fed meeting notes and everything, it's very different than it was a couple of years ago. He's very much more defensive, much more clear, and it's my way or the highway. And he was much more collegial a few years ago. That tells he's sending a message that these are his decisions. I think that with respect to Powell, you have to kind of go back in history. There's this famous story about President Johnson in the 1960s that invited the head of the Fed to his ranch in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnson was this big guy. I mean, he was a big guy, right?
Known for trying to intimidate people.
Correct. He literally picked the head of the Fed up with both hands and threw him up against the wall.
That's what Dave does to me when if I don't get to all of his topics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And cut interest rates. Nixon wasn't that forceful, but he did it. Reagan did it to... Paul Volcker.
Yeah.
So this is a constant thing. I'm not trying to dissuade the question.
Again, it's not like Trump has picked up Powell, but it's almost daily where he's belittling him.
Yeah, but Trump can't help. He has to talk all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, we got a minute left.
Yep.
Government shutdowns effect on the economy so far. Obviously, directly when people are getting paid individually, it's hurting a lot of people. But collectively, are we seeing it?
No, we're not seeing anything with respect to the slowdown in growth. And, you know, with the government shutdown, we're not getting all the necessary data that we usually get to from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and things like that. So some of that might be a little bit more volatile going forward. But if you go back in the history of government shutdowns, usually bodes well for the economy coming out of it because the Fed starts cutting rates. They think that things are going to slow down. And then all of a sudden we have lower rates of money and we're off to the races.
You are a diehard Twins fan. Give me your 20 seconds on Derek Shelton.
I think he's one of my really good friends is best friends with Derek Shelton. I congratulate Mr. Shelton. I don't know if it was the best pick.
It's just a Twins move. It's just a safe.
It's safe.
Move.
Yeah, it would be great if they brought somebody in to shuffle the deck, but they're not able to do that.
Tells me that Falvey really didn't want to fire Rocco, that the ownership made him fire Rocco, and that they're not going to spend
I think
a lot
that's
of money.
True. I think that's true.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Congratulations.
Appreciate
Tell
it.
Your company again.
Humulus Investment Strategies.
Humulus Investment Strategies. We'll say it over and over again. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Belsky's here. Collar next hour on The Purple.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.